Hi, Abundant Soul. I am so excited to have you here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Betty Akulubova-Burns, and this podcast is here for you. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So let's take a second to be really grateful to investing this time together, because each week I will be bringing you an interview and solo podcast episode where I will be showing you, teaching you, and guiding you how to create true abundance in your life. Not just the money, that's the cherry on the top, but truly abundance, the overflow in your life in all of the aspects, your health, your wealth, your relationship with self, with others, your business. I am here to expand you, your mindset, your capabilities to be attracted to money. And I can't wait to see what each episode is going to do for you to expand you into even more abundance. Hello, hello, Abundant Soul. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolubova, and we are here with another quickie. And I'm recording this right after I finished my coaching call with my one dear client who just gave a birth just a couple weeks ago, and she wanted to process her birth with me. And we've been working together for over a year on her business, and we work on her mindset and money. And she was really able to go from unstable income into creating the multiple six-figure business that she truly desires. And when she rehired me as her coach now through her pregnancy and bringing in her beautiful baby to the world, I just can't help but say how obsessed I am with what I get to do for a living, how obsessed I am with being able to work from home, being with my baby girl, then jump on a couple calls, couple days a week. I literally work 2 to 3 days a week and literally like 1 to 3 hours a day. How obsessed I am that I can be witnessing my clients for their growth and transformation, like really long time. It's not like, listen, I love my Friday like quickies, and they're beautiful and they're amazing and they're inspiring, and they can really give you a mindset shift and a direction on where to go and how to check in with yourself. And sometimes I do share strategies for business and life. However, one thing that no one else can do for you is being obsessed with who you are being in your life right now, being obsessed with your business and with your offers and who you are truly being on this journey. Like my client told me today, she's like, I'm so grateful I'm working with you because you're always bringing women back to themselves. It's not like telling them like, this is your way, this is one way, this is how it works, this is how you have to do your life, this is how you have to do your business. Not at all. I guide my clients back to themselves, to see their gifts, to see their values, to see more clearly, to see what are the gifts in any situation they encounter themselves in, how to monetize their gifts. And just like finishing the call with her made me realize like how obsessed and grateful I am. And I wanted to invite you to ask yourself, am I really obsessed with my life, or am I complaining about how I want to change everything? Am I putting myself really first? Am I taking care of me first? Because when I take care of me, the business will take care of itself too, right? So are you really obsessed with who you're being? Are you obsessed with your offers? Are you obsessed with your life? Because we get to emanate this energy of positive, of course, positive, no stalking, bad obsessing energy, but really being obsessed with who you are right here and right now. And listen, I have my dips, I have my meltdowns, and I have a beautiful anchor. I can talk to my mentor, I can talk to a masterclass, a mastermind that I'm a part of, and I can like find myself really grounded again. When I have the dips in my mindset or my income, I ground myself, I come back to myself, I look at what is the gift in it, how is this helping me to pivot and change and embrace who I truly am even more. How can you be obsessed with who you are? What is your life? And it doesn't mean that we'll be complacent. We're like, okay, my life is good. I will never change and I will do anything again. Not that. I am saying be obsessed with who you are being, where you are, because it's ever changing and ever evolving. So that is my message for you today, my love, to truly look at yourself as the miracle that you are and seeing that if your business or life, it's not progressing as you envision and as you desire, is because there is the invitation and initiation to shift, pivot, and be even more true to yourself and true to your real desires. What do you really want and how do you really want to be doing? How do you really want to be doing it? Check in and really see. And if you found this valuable, please make sure to share this with someone who is also growing their abundance, growing their business, growing their life, and make sure that you leave an honest review. I truly appreciate you. It helps us grow and it helps us to reach out more women, impact more women so we can all grow in abundance. Thank you so much for being here and I will see you on the next one. My love, thank you so much for investing your time with me here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm so happy we could share this time together to create space for new abundant life that it's on its way and it's already here with you. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love this, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please remember to leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. And leave us your honest thoughts and comments. Tell us what do you want to hear more of. It would be really helpful for us on our journey so we can help thousands and thousands of people more. Until then, keep sharing your light and keep spreading those abundance vibes.